gentleman that they were used or not. This is what I think of as.
Now, could you tell me about the different kinds of shorts that both men and women might wear? You know, longer ones, ones that fit comfortable.
Like Bermuda shorts or walking shorts.
What would they, how long would Bermuda shorts, walking shorts be?
Just above the knee is what I think of as walking shorts or Bermuda shorts.
Those for
one.
Men or women?
Yeah, either one.
What's the most style?
Gym shorts, which are shorter, yeah, hip length shorts, which would be worn by either.
Did you ever heard the term short shorts?
Short shorts, yeah, and I guess I think that those would be worn by either. Yeah, I really do. I guess I was inclined to think maybe those were referring to shorts that girls wear more than boys, but I really think of short shorts as being worn by both.
You ever see a kind of, I guess it's really shorts that came in their life here?
Like pedal pushers? Yeah.
I guess I did one of the first days where they hadn't talked about pedal pushers in years. The women used to, especially used to wear them.
Yeah, uh-huh. I have some of a good length. For not getting caught in one of things.
And, see, clothes that would be, say, owned by some, previously owned by somebody else, what would you call those?
Secondhand or hand-me-downs or...
The difference to you between secondhand and hand-me-down?
Yeah, I think of hand-me-downs is really being handed down very specifically from somebody to somebody. Maybe within the family, and secondhand, you could even go out and buy it at a store or from a bargain place or something.
What about any special name for very fashionable or good-looking clothes? Any special name for those? Or slang like term, anything you might have?
Well, of course, I think of designer clothes for one thing, which is not quite slang, but it's not. I don't know how to pronounce courtier, which refers to really very high class garments. But I read it and I never pronounced it. Yes, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Now, something that you might store your winter clothes in during the summer, kind of bag or something, what would you call that?
A moth-proof bag.
Now, what would you call what kind of bag that you might carry clothes, say you were going on a trip, that you might carry clothes in?
Well, I think we just call it a garment bag. Although you could also call the one you store clothes in to keep away from moths a garment bag also, but I usually just call that a moth-proof bag and the other one a garment bag.
You say it. Thing that you, that they would come in, the cleaners, you pick them up and clean it, and they come in with your car there.
Just a plastic bag.
Okay. How about different kinds of shoes? You know, how about different styles of shorts? What about different styles of shoes that men and women might wear?
Well, boots would be, one kind that both would wear, sandals, both would wear, moccasins, both would wear, crops, only women would wear.
What about different kinds of hairstyles? Something that maybe put me in.